The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is August the 10th. Good morning. She's back. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live and chatting on KCNR1460.com. Good morning, John, up in Washington State. Bad Bob, say hello.
Hello.
Oh, that was cute.
Sir, yes, sir.
And of course,
not sure what to do with that one. But
well, it's attitude. We'll reach over and smack
it's
him.
It's Kurt.
That's right. It's Kurt. Very Kurt. Anyway, welcome home. Welcome back.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Everybody's. How's that go? Around the world, we've been dancing in the street because we got gold.
We have gold.
We've got gold,
that's
baby.
Right. Megan and the team, gold medals in soccer.
Wow.
Megan Rapinoe, right from here, right here in River City.
Have you ever, like, directly known anybody who has won a gold medal?
I have known directly someone who won a bronze medal, a Marine that won a bronze medal in wrestling. And he said, and the guy that beat him eventually got the gold. So he wrestled and won the bronze. He said wrestling the Romanian was like wrestling a 148-pound wet muscle. He said he couldn't grab him. He couldn't hold him. He said he was lucky that he wasn't killed by the end of the match.
That is such a weird visual. You know,
it is. It was
a
just
a wet muscle.
He couldn't hold on to him, man. It was, and this was, I mean, he was the best in the nation, an NCAA champ. And he's the guy that eventually won gold. So, well, yes, I have known one person who's won a medal.
I'm hoping that when our darling of writing, Megan, comes back home, she will do a radio tour with her gold medal. And I just want to see it around her neck, and I want to touch the gold medal, and I want to look her in the eyes and just say, you know what? It's just such greatness. I mean, Carl and I, seriously, have been watching a lot of the Olympics. Well, we have to get up so early, so we're not going to stand up too late, but we can tape some of it and watch it.
Well, we love DVR because you can skip through the 3 minutes of Olympics and 5 minutes of commercials.
Well, it's just so,
but it's great.
It makes me feel, my heart wells up with pride.
And there's other things too. The women, for the first time since 1956, men's decathlon, the 10 events, has Americans finishing first and second. We've had the women's water polo team.
The water polo team.
I know, but and then beach volleyball.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the American women's team that took gold and silver. They played for the gold. Carrie and Missy.
They are such a team. That's it.
The last
team.
Time for them. That's
See?
The last time.
Two women working together.
Can control the world.
Well, I'm sure.
Until you get it.
I'm sure they've had a lot. Look at one had
one
off and had
two. You're not talking to me today. Just for that, I'm nuclear. I'm going nuke. But speaking of going nuke, let's go to Josh Wiley and talk about Wells. Talk about the Wells Fargo Market
good morning,
Minute,
Josh.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, the major averages appear poised to pare back their weekly gains after China reported export and import data well below analyst projections. Currently, the Dow's down 49 points at 13,116, while the NASDAQ is down 12 at 3,006, and the S&P 500 is down 4 at 1,398. Oil's down $1.18 at $92.18 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.72%. Gold's up 60 cents this morning at $1,620, while silver's down 36 cents at $27.73 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Home Depot is down $0.50 at $52.69, Johnson & Johnson's up 2 pennies at $68.33, and Kimberly-Clark is up a nickel at $82.90. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thank you so much. Hey, Josh, it's Friday. Are you looking forward to this weekend?
I am, and staying in my air conditioned house, I guess.
It's 110 today. We're gonna listen for this because it is going to be so hot.
Oh, it's gonna be
just
great.
just like your all's, you know, tips on the stock market, blazing hot.
That's gonna be our temperature. Yeah, that'll be our temperature on Sunday when we're playing a golf tournament.
Hey, Josh, you know, one of the things we're talking about, you know, with the, you know, the price of oil and all that and gas is that with this other refinery out here on the West Coast toasting itself and no new refineries built in, what, decades, do you see it going straight up, the gas prices?
Oh, just another reason for it to go up.
Yep. Okay. Hey, Josh Wiley from our Wells Fargo Advisors. They're located out on Park Marina Drive. Stop by and find out what's going on in the stock market with the Wells Fargo Advisors.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to give you a weather forecast. We have a lot of guests coming in this morning, some great stuff. We're going to cover some headlines here, taking your calls, giving away tickets, all kinds of good stuff here on this Friday. Oh, my gosh. You... So glad you're here. KCNR 1460.
Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Wind River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guaranteed high-stakes bounty tournament.
The ultimate.
On Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center.
The Event Center.
Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included, plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and dessert. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 guarantee high stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center.
In the Event Center.
This $10,000 high stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast.
Be one of the first 200.
So reserve your seat at the River Club, 1-800-280-YOU-WIN, or online at WindRiverCasino.com. Prize pool based on participants.
Win it all.
Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
It's better.
It's better on the river.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. How are you on this, my goodness, 10th? Happy birthday, Karen, if you're listening, a day late, but, you know, we always feel like we celebrate your birthday for a whole week, but our good friend Karen, it was her birthday yesterday.
Some of us celebrate their birthday for a year.
I know, and I'm taking her to Oklahoma tonight. I'm thrilled. In fact,
what's in Oklahoma?
Take her to the production of, you know, West Side Performing Arts production of Oklahoma at the Cascade.
Bob's going to be there tonight. He's playing Curly.
He was going to say something.
No, Brenda and I are going to be there tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll wave.
Excellent.
Is Brenda going to be in it, too?
Or just you? No. I play the part of the horse.
Oh.
Which end?
Mr. Ed.
Absolutely.
You are so darling. 10th of August, and currently it's 67 degrees outside. And I know that we are looking forward to this this incredible forecast here. 103 today, 67 tonight, 106 tomorrow, mostly clear tomorrow night. Now, I don't want that to stop you. Because, 105 on Sunday. I mean, just stay hydrated because you can't just not do anything. Just be smart about it, early and late.
Drink a lot of water.
And Saturday night at 6 o'clock, starting at 6 o'clock, I'll be singing with some of my favorite musicians Anselmo Vineyards. Not Anselmo Vineyards. Rick Hill will be playing, and Pat Karch will be playing, and Bruce Kalin, and Dan Kinkle, and we're going to be playing in the holding room, so it's cool. And it was really cool when the sun goes down, we can all go out on the deck and just have a great time. So why don't you join us? I think there may be a few seats left. I know when I talked with them yesterday, they said it was pretty
474-5546. Give them a call. Anselmo Vineyards, where they're putting up a cell tower up there. As approved, it will help the whole area up there. We're going to talk about that later.
And we know what it's like. You have no cell communication from Anselmo Vineyards.
Well, any place up there in that area. It's not just Anselmo's. It's why he's saying he's going to let them, put one there. We lost three more soldiers yesterday in Afghanistan. As you know, we just had a service for Sean Roberts, First Lieutenant Sean. I'm sorry, Jacobs. And Sean Robert Jacobs. And I'd like to give a shout-out. A lot of times, I'll take Record Search Line on, and they should be, because somebody needs to. And the fact is that their coverage of the ceremony and the funeral was just outstanding. Applause for your front-page coverage of Sean's funeral, because you captured it. You truly captured it, what was happening there. And I can't, it was written by a number of your staff. Number of the staff were out there contributing to it. But Silas, you guys did a great job on that. It was something that truly captured the feeling and the emotions that were going on out there. But three more soldiers killed in Afghanistan. We need to end this. Okay, let's move on. We have Kay. And Kay's got the good news. Okay, Kay.
Hi, Carl and Linda. How are you
today? Good morning, Kay.
Good. Yesterday I had to renew my my DMV registration, and I needed to get a copy of my registration form that I had to do because I had to get my car smogged. So I rushed into DMV, and believe it or not, within 5 minutes I was in and out. And the only thing that took a long time was to get the thing printed out of the computer. And since they rearranged their office in Reading, it's much easier. It runs much smoother. And I would have had to wait the way they used to do it. I would have had to wait, sit down and wait for them to do it. But they do it at the desk where they have computer access now.
Wow. Well, you know what? I mean, something's actually better?
Huh?
Something's actually better, huh?
Actually better.
Well,
then I decided I didn't want, after I had my car smogged, I didn't want to chance DMV twice. So I went to 3A, and 3A has last year started charging $4 for a transaction when you did DMV work, and they've eliminated that.
Oh.
So it's back to normal with 3A. So I was really, really happy, and I told him at 3A, I said, well, I can tell that you're in the free enterprise and you're not part of the government, because if you were part of the government, you would have said that it won't be long, but
you'll charge more.
$4 would be charged forever.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know what, Kay?
Thanks.
I'm glad you had a happy day.
That's great.
Yeah, well, and I thought people should know, because I know I wasn't. If I have to pay $4, I'll think twice about what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, well, things are tight out there.
Well, it's a tank of gas and then some right now. So, all right, Kay, thank you.
Have a great day.
Okay. Hey, Gary Kenneth, our guest this morning.
But we got to take a break. Yeah. Gary, don't worry, Gary.
Welcome,
we're going to get everything in here. We'll just kind of shift things around a little bit. But we're going to take a quick break because you want to talk about an oversight committee.
Yes, sir.
All right, for REU.
Yes.
Okay, I have questions about that myself. All right, we'll be right back. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a bot.
You're giving me the fever tonight. I don't want to give in. I've been playing with fire.
Imagine a future where your body is sculpted, not by needles with pain and bruising, not with painful invasive surgery, but with light, shrinking your fat cells painlessly, giving you unbelievable results. That future is now. Reading Body Genesis. Body sculpting unlike anything you have ever experienced. Medically directed, FDA approved. Reading Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
I'm called the Guru, and I'm going to teach you how to flow life's energy through your chakras so you can view the world through your third eye.
Flow freely through my what's? Hate to break it to you, Mr. Guru, sir, but I've only got two eyes. Hey, Papa Bear, how's the dancing coming?
Ooh, these guys sure know how to have fun.
I know we're trying to find our inner bear and all so we can make Black Bear Diner the best it can be for our customers.
Remember, guys, the journey to enlightenment flows along a path in and out of the surrounding world.
Do you have any idea what this guy's talking about, Papa Bear?
Not really. Do you?
Nope. All I can think about is enjoying a Bigfoot chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes smothered in country gravy.
Yeah, or huge Hungry Man steak and eggs breakfast. It's served all day.
Let's go give our inner bear something to chew on.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. Beginning August 30th will be our latest addition to our community programs, Animal Talk with Dr. Ray John. Each month, a department of Haven Humane will be showcased. Learn what goes on at Haven Humane concerning animal care, behavior, adoptions, rescues, and maybe just what your pet is really thinking. Join us the last Thursday of each month beginning August 30th for Animal Talk, hosted by Dr. Ray John, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Community Radio.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's. Rolling in the morning, get that espresso coffee. Just, you know, open your eyes. Later on in the day when it's 110, and it will be 110 today, or close to that, get those icy drinks, those frappes. Not only that, but they will meet or beat any tobacco price in town. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Good morning to Joe and Shelley.
Good morning.
Okay. Gary Cadd.
Yes, sir.
All right. We were talking to Francie Sullivan yesterday, and we have these alleged corruption in the REU. And, you know, I think that there should be an outside agency take a look at it, which they're doing. It looks like they're pushing it to the grand jury or somebody, the DA. We've had Paul Hoosier come back and say, hey, wait a minute, this wasn't a bad deal. This guy is wrong, this Mr. Brown that said that there was corruption going on. Maybe, you know, it's the corruption of an individual and some individuals. The other one is buying $30 million worth of natural gas when he said they didn't have to. Hoosier says, well, he's wrong. Hoosier used to be the head, of course, of REU. I asked Francie yesterday, do you need an oversight committee? She says no. She said that's our job, the city council. You are not saying that.
No, I say exact opposite. And the reason for that is I was a member of the Reading Electric Utility Oversight, Review Oversight, Billing Oversight. I forget exactly what the name of the thing was. But anyway, it's been back in 08. And we worked, gosh, I mean, we had about 40 hours of open session where people could come in and talk to us. And we did a lot of studying of what was going on. And we made some what we thought were some very good recommendations to the city. And the city basically, they took up some of the issues, very few of them. And then over a period of time have really done away with it. So our report was actually gutted in matter of speaking, if you would.
So why do we need an oversight committee that they will, because it still has to go back to the city council.
Well, the thing with it is our committee was short-lived. It lived for 4 months, 5 months, something like that. In the previous history of the city of Reading, we had an oversight commission for REU. That was up till the mid-90s, 94, 93, somewhere in that general neighborhood. And if I remember correctly, there was five members on it. And I know that the total committee did not approve having a commission, but there was two of us on there, and then one person on the committee later on said that it should have been a good idea to take it to the council. The basic idea that we talked about to have a commission would be to have an electrical engineer, mechanical engineer, an accountant, and then two people from the citizenry of the city of Reading on an ongoing commission. It would be something like the Community Service Commission we have now. There's five people on that commission, and they serve diligently, and they do one heck of a lot of work. There's no pay to them. It's a volunteer situation. But it would be to where we could have an oversight. You have to stop and realize that REU is basically, what, $150 million entity? I mean, just a rule of thumb. If that's the case, then don't we need an oversight?
Wait a minute. We have people that are supposed to do that. We have a city council. To me, when the city council, when this thing blew up about the billing, that what Mary Stiegler said was, instead of taking action on it as they should have, they said, oh, no, we're going to have a committee. 6 months later, you guys came up with, I thought, were some good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
They just blew you off.
Right.
Essentially,
yes.
Okay, we hire these people by electing them to be the oversight. Now, frankly, I don't think they can do it, and not because they're not bright enough or you know, hardworking enough or that. I don't think they can do it. It's a part-time job as a city council person.
Correct.
They, you know, something like REU is very complex. Reading what Paul Huser said the other day, and I'm not I may not be the sharpest tool in the box, but I'm not the dullest either. I'm reading this, and I'm saying, okay, I see what you're saying, but there's other questions to this. To really be able to oversee REU and the budget and the police and all of this is almost a full-time job.
It would be.
It would be. So, and Francie said is that there's really no way for them to oversee it totally. I don't see how a committee who then comes back to the city council and then has to fight what the staff is saying, how that's going to have any type of impact.
Well, to me, Carl,
somebody needs to explain it to me.
I totally understand what you're saying, but the CSAC committee, CSAC commission, they're the ones that are basically charged to look at the parks and recreation within the city, and they also under their purview is the civic center. There's been a lot of talk about the civic center. You know, we've got Bethel Church in there, thank God, now running it so it's still open, and they've done one heck of a job. And in the process of doing that job, they have taken the time to dig and find things that the city council wouldn't have time to do. Well, this is the same thing with REU. If you have an ongoing commission, people that are sitting on a commission that are charged to look. Not because I'm not saying there's a ton of it.
Yeah, I know. But we got to take a break here. And we'll bring you back for another 5 minutes on the other side here because I just wanted to get in about another side on this.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is that whoever the commission is or whoever it is, it's not a full-time job, and they're not experts in this kind of work. But we'll come back to this. Carl and the Bot, Free Fly Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the amount of corn set to be produced this year is expected to be at the lowest level in more than 15 years. According to the Agriculture Department's latest crop report, the predicted corn yield now 123 bushels per acre. That's lower than estimates and down from 146 bushels from the last report due to worsening drought conditions in parts of the U.S. Import prices fell unexpectedly last month. Prices fell by 0.6% compared to the slight rise that economists were looking for. Meanwhile, export prices were up 0.5%. Expectations were for that number to be unchanged. And JCPenney shares in the spotlight after the company reported a steep $147 million loss in the second quarter. Revenue came in at just over $3 billion. This marks the second straight quarter of severe sales losses for JCPenney since the retailer changed its pricing strategy in February. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lauren Simonetti.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, we look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Dandelion is not just a great selection of fun and classic clothing, it's that and more. Jewelry, handbags, hats, scarves, sunglasses, whatever you may need. The ladies at Dandelion will help you find the right outfit with the perfect accessories to complete your look. Dandelion, friendly one-on-one service. Always look your best. Shop the latest styles with the finest name brands. And when you're in Dandelion, check out their home decor, new perfumes, and body fragrances. Dandelion, conveniently located at 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square building.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. Is your wood deck or fence looking old and gray and showing its age? SuperClean's special three-step process will restore sun and weather-damaged fences and decks, making them look new again. Ask us about our new stain options, giving you a variety of beautiful wood finishes. Go to supercleanroof.com and view several of our amazing wood transformations. Then call us for a free estimate at 339-5882. That's 339-5882.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will be performed by the Shasta College Theater Department August 9th to the 25th on the Shasta College stage. Described as a non-stop sugar rush by critics, this Broadway and London hit will delight theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend and discovers that an honest, open spirit always wins the day. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR 1460 freefireradio.com.
Okay, welcome back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, 7:35 in the morning. We've got Senator Nielsen online. We'll go to him in just a second. But, Gary, let's finish this up. All right, an oversight committee or...
An oversight organization, an outside company that would come in, say, every 2 years and do a top-to-bottom audit on REU for transparency and accountability.
Absolutely. I really agree with that one. That way they can hand the report to the city council and to the people of Reading.
Yeah, and making recommendations so the people of Reading know what's going on. And I'm not really making any judgment on what's coming out right now. It's just it just brings up the idea of having oversight and accountability.
Well, and I think, you know, it could be, and this will work to the advantage of REU. If REU is doing everything right, which they say they are, and I have no reason not to believe, we have, you know, because I know the people in it.
I agree.
But they get then a stamp of approval from a third party.
Yes.
I see nothing wrong with that. It's not something that's going to cost $1 million, and yet it gives tranquility to the whole process, and it takes the pressure off.
Well, especially with the rates going up and the climate we live in today.
Absolutely. Okay, Gary Cadd, thank you so much. Oh, Gary.
Thank you.
You're going to be running for city council.
Yeah, I'm going to leave here and go sign up.
There you go. I think you'll meet Dolores Lucero down there. I think she's signing up again too. Are you two running together?
I think that's a different place.
Oh, okay. Hey, let's go to Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Assemblyman Nielsen, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Free Fire Radio folks.
Good morning.
And we are firing fast today. So, you got something on the parks for us?
Well, the Budget Committee conducted a hearing yesterday afternoon, or late morning and early afternoon. It was related to the so-called Spark scandal, but you know, this is something that's been over decades in all of the special funds. There are way over 500 special funds that have been created, and there are abuses, and the bottom line is, and the ledge analyst acknowledged it yesterday in response to my question, that we are over the state of California is overtaxing the citizens in these special funds. For example, the off-road vehicle fund, the vast accumulations of money there, the victims compensation fund, and obviously state parks had a whole lot of money, 57 million squired around. Well, the whole point is fix the problem. We are overtaxing. And further, of these over 500 special funds, what I've advocated is a full, thorough review, starting with the statutory authority that created them, either by initiative or legislation. Find out why they were created. Are they doing any job? I think some need to be just eliminated. And at least we need to reduce the taxpayer burden funding these things so we do not accumulate vast amounts that then legislatures and governors covet to balance the budget. It certainly is something that's out of control, and we need to. The whole irony of this very Wednesday, the Appropriations Committee considers 300 appropriations bills. Now, my point is there should be an even higher limit or lower limit of number of bills introduced in the legislature, so the legislature doesn't do as much legislating and does a lot more oversight in getting a handle on the budget itself. And yesterday was very bipartisan. Democrats were as concerned as Republicans, so that's a good sign.
Well, that's always a good sign if both parties can actually work together.
I saw also that they had
300 or 500 people out there for the banning of using dogs and hunting. And the result of that was that they delayed the hearing. I mean,
what happened with that one? It went on suspense, which means behind closed doors, the folks were down for the committee hearing. And suspense simply means that a couple of people from behind closed doors will make a decision whether that bill comes off the suspense and goes to the floor of the state.
Yeah, but they did it.
But here's the point. Why in the world are we devoting any time to such an idea at all? I mean, isn't the budget important or hound dogs? I don't get it.
Well, obviously it's hound dogs. I mean, it's dogs because they have there's no leadership down in Sacramento in the Democratic Party. They go from one, they lurch from one area to another, and they pass bills and it costs us money. I mean, don't they understand this?
Well, I think what we need to understand is that we're putting the people of California at risk, and it's not that the hound dogs are chasing bears, it's that unrehabilitated inmates and parolees are descending our cities. The crime rates are going off the charts. I was talking to the sheriff of Fresno County and the police chief of Fresno City 2 days ago. they're in worse trouble than Reading, for God's sakes, right now. And what's the legislature doing, and the governor and Department of Corrections? Putting more out. In the trailer bill last month, another budget bill, if you will, sex offenders, class of sex offenders will get discharged from parole 1 year early. Sex offenders. It's incredible. So we're putting more people in our communities. I think that's what we should be devoting our attention to, people of California, and not a bunch of legislation that's chasing hound dogs around.
You know what? Amen here. Okay. We're getting a little round of applause here. Okay. All right. Hey, Jim, we sure appreciate you calling.
Hey, have a great day. The good news is we're going to stop some of this stuff, folks, together, and we can do it with a resounding no vote on the tax increases this coming November.
We will do everything we can to push no on any type of tax initiative. It's like giving crack to an addict.
You know?
Okay.
Have a great day, folks.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we are proud to be an American, of course. You know that we've been watching so many things, so many Olympian moments where they're singing the national anthem, where there's going to be a festival of American music this weekend. And coming up next, you're going to hear a group of voices that's going to take your breath away. Great way to start the weekend with that pride of beautiful music. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains. And if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
That's us.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR
1460.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Craft Master Windshield Repair. Jeff, down there at 3280 Market Street. We'll take a little ding in your windshield and fix that, or a crack up to 24 inches long. Hey, 24 inches long can fix that. And trust me, hot weather, 110 degrees outside, 150 inside, a little bit of cold air hits that from your air conditioner, hits that windshield. Caraco! We'll get it fixed by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give them a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3280 Market Street. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, now it's yours, honey.
Oh, it's not mine. I'm going to throw it to a group of four gals here that are going to be among 50 chorus featuring the Northway Gateway and Southern Oregon choruses. They're going to perform American hits from the nation's history. The show starts at 6 p.m. Saturday. That's tomorrow night at the David Marr Auditorium. Tickets are $10 to $15. Now, where do you get to see a show for $10 to $15? This is incredible. And
in the United States, very rarely.
And some of the other guests along that for tomorrow night are Rapture Brass, Chris McCandles, and of course a lot of other guest artists. Again, it's Saturday tomorrow night at 6 p.m. and we have the lovely girls here. I would like you to all introduce yourselves, and you're going to sing some songs because, you know, you guys are amazing, and I've had you on my show, but good morning.
Good morning. Linda, thank you again for having us. We so appreciate what you do in our community because, you know, we're...
Oh, we got to get closer
people.
To that kiddo. We've got to turn on the microphone. There we go.
We can do that.
Yeah, let's get
so
to
here's
it.
Who's here. I'm Emily Fries, and I sing lead in Northern Gateway Chorus. With me, I have the lovely Kim Hunter. She sings tenor way up high. I have Helene Middleton. She sings way down low. I'm being adjusted. And, oh, yeah. There we go. Okay, so I said I have Helene Middleton. She sings way down low.
Okay.
And then I have Karen Fletcher. She sings baritone.
Okay.
And she glues it all together.
All right.
And we are so excited about tomorrow night's show. We have a great lineup of American music, American styles of music, American composers of music. And we are going to honor our local veterans. We have some music that is specifically going to honor all of those men and women who have served in our armed forces. And it's going to be a really good show.
And we thank you for that. We think, you know, you guys are really keeping it calm right here. You can see what's happening with people jumping in and out. We have no idea. See, but that's what happens when you're on stage. You never know when a boom's going to happen. You know, you just got to boom.
It's so true. And we've been on a stage a lot this year. You know, Northern Gateway took first place.
Congratulations.
Thank you. At our regional competition this April. And so that means that next year we will be competing on the Sweet Adeline's International Stage in Hawaii.
All right. Who else do we have?
I don't know who all these people are.
I don't know. Let's get going here, and let's hear. Do you want to introduce everybody?
I did.
Okay, I thought you did, but
live radio,
live radio, and so now what we're going to do is we're going to hear a song from
you.
Yeah,
we're going to sing you a song that we'll be performing with the big chorus tomorrow night. Okay.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, that our flag was still there. Oh, say that the star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free,
land of the free,
land of the free, and the home of the
Gateway Chorus Chapter of Sweet Adeline's International presents Proud to Be an American. You guys are fabulous. We've got a few minutes before we go out. Another song?
We'd love
to. Okay. Thank you.
Well, play ball. We have to play ball after we
Let's
play ball.
Okay.
Live radio.
I'm ready to play ball.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back for it's rude. Good root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame.
For it's one,
two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Da 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 da. Root, toot toot for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame.
For it's one,
two, three strikes, you're out. At the old ball game.
You guys, they're in concert tomorrow night. We'll be right back. KTNR 1460.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign.
We do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Silent Monster Truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Sirens. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kurt Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's 7:53 in the morning here on the 10th of August, and you just heard some wonderful music from the award-winning Northern Gateway Chorus, the gals that are going to be doing a concert tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at David Marr Auditorium, doing American music. And during their performance, you were wondering if people are running in and out. You know, why don't you just share with what just happened?
Well, we just got a phone call from our friends Patty and Rich Bay, whose daughter Ashley is married to Sergeant Danny Cheatham, United States Marine Corps, and they just got a phone call that he'd been wounded in Afghanistan. and several people in the – it was an IED incident, and several people with him were killed. This is just the first, the first blush on report. I didn't realize that we were making notifications over phones, but that could be because of today's, of instantaneous information flying around. Maybe that this is the way they handle it, is to get to the family first and tell them that, that there's been an injury and all this, but then he's going to be able to call them on the phone here in a while. This is something that usually what it used to be was that, Marine and a chaplain would show up at the door, or, there'd be a Marine notifying the family within 24 hours of it happening. And, it would come down to whatever the nearest Marine unit is. They'd have somebody there. They would tell them everything that they knew, and they would start establishing a communications line. Now, but that was a few years ago. Now, with today's internet and phones and Twitter and sending photos and everything back, maybe that they're having to do it this way. I'm not sure. But anyway, our thoughts and prayers go out. Dan, we are, of course, for those that have died, but to have Danny recover and not be severe, wounded in the side and the face.
Well, share with us, we hear about IED. Can you share with us, you were over not too long ago, and you knew a young woman who was she would have been an Olympic hopeful. She was a
champion triathlete.
Naval
Academy graduate. Yeah.
And I remember you sending me pictures of her, and she was on her way, just going to be almost released and just, leaving in just a few days, fresh faced.
Well, she had
darling girl.
Well, she had had an Annapolis graduate, had graduated or had done her tours and had gotten out of the Marine Corps, and like others, that when they were asked to come back on active duty, as I was, they came back on active duty to serve their country, and she and Megan was a public affairs officer, a nationally ranked triathlete. Sponsorships and all that. She came back when the public affairs officer in Ramadi finished their tour. They couldn't get anybody else to go in there. It was a dangerous place. And I shouldn't say they couldn't get anybody else to go in there, but it's a dangerous place. And Megan volunteered to be the public affairs officer in there and deal with all the press and all this. And then she was in November was killed when we were there. An IED is improvised explosive device, and it's part of, as we were talking about, that's what killed Sean Jacobs, is an IED. That's where a lot of our casualties come from, because they don't fight in an open, battle, because we will outshoot them, and we rain death upon them. But IEDs, artillery rounds put together, it can be just explosives underneath the road. They can storm in dead animals laying alongside the road. If there's a place to do it, a place to put explosives, they will find a way to do it. They will put them in houses. They will put them underneath steps, put them everywhere. And you can't see them. And I said, you have your own mission about when you get out of a vehicle, when you're looking at a vehicle, you look 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 yards out, trying to see if there's anything that looks like it could be an explosive. Well, sometimes the ground is so disrupted that you can't tell. And so when you get out of your vehicle and you're looking, it can be set off from afar. You can step on it. It can be a time device. I mean, it's just I can't even begin to tell you how many different methods there are to shoot or to fire off an IED. In this case, the part is that they were called by a unit member when this happened, and I am not used to that happening. I need to call Marine Corps and see, is this the way you usually do it? But what we were finding is that here's the best thing about instantaneous communications, the internet and all this, that our men and women can stay in touch with their families. The worst part about instantaneous communication, internet and all this, is that our men and women can stay in touch with their families. His wife is talking about but a wife of a Marine or a soldier saying, the plumbing's not working, the kids are nasty, it's just, and then he's getting ready to leave on a patrol, go outside the wire. And he's just talked to his wife. Anyway, in casualties, though, in casualties, it was always, after you got all the information, you would then go to the wife, mother, family, whatever, with the information, with the ability to establish a communication link and be able to talk to them and talk to the headquarters Marine Corps. So I'm not sure why they're doing it now, except just...
So to get a call...
To get a call, and that's the other thing, is to get a call.
It's kind of gray. It's a little vague. It's like, well, give me details. I need full details. And to not... So the fear, the ugliness between the call and the truth is a scary thing.
They are saying he can call. So we're going to keep checking on it. Anyway, we got to run. All right, we come back. Eric Wittstrom will be in here, and we're going to be talking about the economy. And is this something that people are really going to actually pay attention to, the economy? Or, as Jim Nielsen says, hound dogs.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A soldier who at one time was AWOL is now going to go to prison for life. Sentencing just happened for Nasser Jason Abdo in Texas. He was convicted of plotting to blow up a restaurant full of Fort Hood troops. Three Americans are dead in Afghanistan after what was supposed to be a friendly meeting with Afghan cops.
It was an ambush. And the Afghans turned their weapons on the U.S. troops.
Fox's Connor Powell in Kabul.
This year, more than 30 U.S. and international troops have been killed in these so-called green-on-blue attacks, where Afghan security forces turn their weapons on their international partners.
They're in mourning in Wisconsin. Thousands remembering the six people massacred Sunday in a Sikh temple in Oak Creek, where Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live.
We were just inside the gymnasium here at Oak Creek High School wearing headscarves. We walked past each of the victims murdered last Sunday. Their open caskets surrounded by grieving family members. Lots of tears here inside this somber place.
There's a great sense of loss, I think, not only in the local community, in the Sikh community, but in the global community.
But members of the Sikh community tell us they're overwhelmed by the support they've gotten. Long lines of people paying their respects continue. A private service for family and friends, Dave, is also planned here today.
Jeff, the drought that's drying up so much of America keeps killing corn. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has this live.
It could be the worst corn crop in a generation for U.S. corn growers as the worst drought in decades continues. The U.S. Agriculture Department forecasting corn production to be its lowest since 2006 and soybean production declining 12% from last year. While the United Nations is warning of higher global food prices, saying the dry conditions have played a factor. The latest weekly U.S. drought monitor showing drought conditions in the Midwest continue to worsen. Dave?
Courtney on Wall Street, the Dow's down 21. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov, the answers start here.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Again, our top Fox story coming out of Texas. Nasser Jason Abdo gets life in prison. He was the soldier who went AWOL from Fort Campbell as he was facing child porn charges and then was found near Fort Hood in Texas. He was convicted in May of plotting to blow up a restaurant full of soldiers. There's also been a shooting overnight near Dothan, Alabama, and police say it was at a strip club. They have the suspect in custody, a customer who was kicked out and then returned with a handgun. President Obama will not be out campaigning today, neither will Mitt Romney, as the Republican gets ready to start a four-state bus tour tomorrow, and he has some catching up to do on the campaign trail.
From America's election headquarters,
independent voters may hold the key to the presidential election, and the latest Fox News poll gives President Obama an 11 percentage point lead over Mitt Romney among independents. That's almost three times the edge the president had just 3 weeks ago. People who say they are registered voters give the president a 9-point lead over Romney. In most polling categories, the recent trend is higher for the president and flat or lower for his Republican opponent. In Washington, Steve Taylor, Fox News Radio.
Can Batman be beaten? Several new movies will try to knock The Dark Knight out of the top spot at the box office.
The Bourne Legacy is the first Bourne movie without Matt Damon.
Will you give yourself to this program?
Yes, sir.
It's centered on a new hero played by Jeremy Renner. It also stars Rachel Weisz and Edward Norton.
Jason Bourne was the tip of the iceberg.
If you're looking for a comedy, The Campaign.
Education is our future. Farmers are this nation's back.
Two politicians, played by Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis, duke it out over a congressional seat in North Carolina.
That's Sabrina Sabah. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carlin, about 8:05 in the morning on August the 10th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com to the bays in Ashley Cheatham. Of course, our prayers go out. We're just learning about Sergeant Cheatham being wounded over in Afghanistan.
Positive energy.
He's able to call, so he's, you know, that he was not killed in the incident. So that's great. Okay, hon.
Currently 76 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. It looks like we're going to have a hot day. Be prepared for your 103 forecast. Clear tonight with 67. Tomorrow is 106, mostly clear. Tomorrow night with 66. And our Sunday looks like 105. So those triple digits, keep yourself hydrated. Don't do any strenuous exercise big time, you know, during the day. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And
hey, I want you to join us on Saturday night, Linda's singing.
Yeah,
Saturday
we're going to be
night.
On. We'll be
yeah.
in the cool room.
That's right.
And when the weather goes, you know, the sun goes down and gets a little cool, we'll be out of, you know, we can all, everybody can converge to the deck. But anyway, we are going to go to our Wells Fargo.
We're working on that right now, getting him up.
Let's go right
now.
To, are we there?
We're on our way. Okay.
Also, our guest this morning is Eric Woodstrom, and we are going to be. We love you guys. Whenever you come in, buddy.
This is economics day. Okay.
We are really excited about it. Let's first go to our Wells Fargo, our market minute with Josh Wiley.
Well, good morning. Major averages appear poised to pare back their weekly gains after China reports export and import data well below analyst projections. Currently, the Dow's down 43 points at 13,121, while the Nasdaq's down 10 at 3,007, and the S&P 500's down 4 at 1,398. Oil's down 72 cents a barrel at $92.64, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.74%. Gold's up $7 this morning at $1,627, while silver's up 4 pennies at $28.14 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, ExxonMobil is down a quarter at $87.95, 3M's up 13 cents at $91.72, while Citigroup's down 14 cents at $28.73. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, do I hear there may be a link between you all and the Olympics?
You know what? There is. Our one of the guys in here, Megan, is his niece, so
wow,
might be able to. Matter of fact, he's over there watching her right now. So,
oh, he's in England.
He went over there for 2 weeks and got to see all the games. And we've been getting texts here in the office of pictures of her. And
oh, that's great.
So yeah, maybe we can set something up.
Love to. Oh, love to have her on and let us just kind of gush all over.
It'd be such an honor, you know. It'd be such an honor because I've never personally. Actually, I mean, we had, in Sacramento, we had some Olympians, but I never really got a chance to, like, meet one and, like, see their medal and just go, wow, look them in the eyes and go, you are a complete world champion.
I know, it's amazing. And that, hopefully we have a big parade for her when she
gets back. Well, you know, it's a team sport, yet she has stood out in it. And there's, you know, it is a team sport, but Megan has, you know, they're actually putting like her haircut on Twitter and all this.
I mean, well, and what did she have? 3 goals and I think 4 assists or something like that. So she's
a star.
Great job.
Yeah, she absolutely is.
Yeah.
And a true, you know what, we need to have something special for her when she comes
back.
And
the cover of the Record Searchlight with the 4 girls getting their, you know, the
when
teammates, and they've got their heads are back, their eyes are closed, and it's like to their soul, with their hands covered, their heart, they are singing out loud the national anthem. Love that.
It's a proud day for our country, no doubt.
Yeah.
It is. Hey, Josh, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, we have Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. And if you want to find out what's going on Wall Street, go on down there to Park Marina Drive and talk to Josh and the gang. Okay, our guest is Eric Wistrom, but we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking the economy. And why is it that with all the things, I want, you know, Eric, if you can even start to explain why the economy is still in the doldrums we are, is why people still, why it's still, people are thinking he's doing a good job. The president's doing a good job. If you can explain that.
That's hard to explain.
Okay, well, we'll be right back.
But I'll do my best.
Carl Lindebaum, Free Fire Radio.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
A Papa Bear, what are you making?
I'm building a rocket ship.
You're building a rocket ship?
Yeah. To get in touch with my inner bear, I've got to go to outer space.
Couldn't you just find your inner bear here on Earth?
Earth? Sugar Bear. I'm searching for something that no man has ever truly found before. So I got to go where no man has ever gone before. I've got to take that one big step for mankind and a Bigfoot chicken fried steak leap for the bear that growls in my soul.
Hate to break it to you, but that's your stomach, Bob, not your soul.
Yeah, I guess that could be true.
Come on, let's head over to Black Bear Diner and get a Bob's Big Bear Burger. It'll fill up your stomach and your mouth and stop all that noise you're making.
Ah, oh, Bruce, you sure know how to make a bear happy.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Imagine a future where your body is sculpted, not by needles with pain and bruising, not with painful invasive surgery, but with light, shrinking your fat cells painlessly, giving you unbelievable results. That future is now. Reading Body Genesis. Body sculpting unlike anything you have ever experienced. Medically directed, FDA approved. Reading Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Good morning. Welcome back to KPNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, inside Espresso Joe's, where you can get coffee beans by the pound, the best price in town, as well as your 20-ounce either cold or hot drink. Also inside in 2143 Hilltop Drive is the largest walk-in humidor in the North State. Amazing. Go check out our great American friends and great sponsors of this show.
Speaking of great sponsors of the show, Five Star Bank.
Good morning.
And we have Eric Wichtum, who is the president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. But also, Eric has been a regular guest on our show for 3 years, talking about economy and, you know, we've talked about credit cards. We've talked about anything we can possibly think about.
Yep.
You know, here's when we get into the election, Eric, and I know that being I don't expect you to take sides or anything, but I look at the economy.
Can I take sides?
You can take sides.
Okay.
But I look at the economy,
yeah,
and I look at what's happening there, and, you know, with the debt just spiraling out of control, I see businesses that are being taxed. I see a class warfare on people that make a certain amount of money, and when you take it, you know, even if they pay all the taxes, it equals out to like 8 days of spending for the U.S. government. If you took all their money, and I see all this, and yet people seem to think that President Obama has a grasp of what's, you know, of the economy. I mean, our unemployment's going up, sales going down, gas going back up again. It's the highest it's ever been sustained. I mean, it's $2 more than it was under Bush. And when it was under Bush, people were going after him, talking about he's in cahoots with the oil companies. You don't hear that about Obama. What's going on?
Well, you made the comment that people feel that he has his handle on the economy, and, you know, I think what we've seen from the policy decisions that have been made, a clear kind of path to a different sort of economy. We've moving away from, you know, at least at the federal level, the government, you know, moving away from the kind of our typical laissez-faire capitalist type, you know, economy to more of a government stimulated economy. That's his. You know, when he gets up and says, talked about the American Recovery Act and how much money we're putting in the economy, it was about creating government jobs and creating programs to help support people, help the government support people that didn't have jobs. And that we've seen, an explosion of entitlement programs.
More people on food stamps.
More people
they're advertising.
Yeah.
They're advertising for food stamps to people on Spanish speaking stations. They're advertising to get food stamps.
And it's not it's during this administration it's increased, but it's been a long road towards that. You know, we've increased entitlement programs to where they're a way of life, as opposed to support for people in a transition from one job to the other or one part of the country to the other. And, you know, we've created this sub-base of entitled society.
Well, you know, and that's part of it. I mean, I don't know how many times people complain and talk about how they're in the supermarket when they're paying for all their stuff. And you know, people are using, you know, the WIC stuff. And that's fine. I understand, you know, but
sure,
that helps people, you know.
There are
Marine families that qualify for that, believe it or not. And so, but then when you see them at the same time buying alcohol and cigarettes and other things, and I'm looking at it thinking to myself,
they can't
use it for that. But what they do is then they use their money,
their regular
money for that.
Yeah.
And that to me is, there's something wrong there. There's something wrong that if you're going to be using public assistance to buy, you know, to get all these other things, and yet you're using your money to buy alcohol and cigarettes, that's not what it was supposed to do.
Right.
Okay, so here's the question, Eric. You know, you're right there in smack in the middle of, you know, banking and finance and all that. You see what's going on with our economy. You look around, see what's happening with the complexion, if you will, of people, again, using, living on government assistance, or we see that as a society.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see this flipping in a positive, kind of like going back to a time when people had pride in work, where even though we're being taxed more, so really even though you're making, let's say, $10 an hour by the time you pay taxes and food, it's very hard for a family to live on that, but at one time in America, having a job, there was pride in that. How do you see us getting back to that mindset?
Well, we need to kind of release the shackles on the businesses that want to grow. And, you know, we mostly what we deal with at the bank are businesses that come in and you know they've survived through one of the worst economic times in their working history, at least, and probably in their life. And they've survived, and they've made it, and they're now what do? We want to grow. We want to do this. We're going to open up. We're working with a Redding company right now that's buying a plant in Sacramento because a lot of their business is down there, so they're going to open up a facility down there. And, you know, they're working through the regulatory process and the permitting process and it's just mind-boggling the cost of expansion for these businesses. And then to know that there's a big unknown coming up with what their taxes are going to be next year. They're trying to plan cash flow. Can they buy a building and pay for it over the next 20, 25 years? And there's the potential for huge impacts on their cash flow next year that won't be decided until the fourth quarter. I mean, how do you plan for that kind of stuff? What it creates is businesses hesitating on growth and expansion.
And they won't hire. They won't make into any plans because I think it was one of the major corporations CEOs sent something out to all those people: don't hire anybody. Don't hire anybody until we find out what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because
it happens every 4 years during the election cycle when there's not a clear front runner. And, you know, and because of the economic problems that we've had over the last 4 or 5 years, that's been exacerbated this, you know, in this election cycle. Businesses just are unsure if they make the same amount, you know, same amount of revenue or more revenue, if they're going to actually at the end of the day have more or less next year. And they need to know that to plan. You know, they need to be able to plan more than 90 days out or 120 days out so they can go buy equipment, they can buy buildings, they can invest in people and create jobs.
Well, it's unfortunate. We've got to take a break at this. But it's unfortunate that when you put together a business plan and I come to you at Five Star Bank and say, here's my business plan, and you look at it, okay, where are you going to be in 5 years? And I can tell you, this is where our plan is for 5 years and out even. And you insist on that. And yet we don't insist on that from our own government. Now, where are we going to be in 5 years? They will lurch from every 2 years to every 2 years without a plan. And we wonder why we get into this kind of mess.
And we get little cars for all of our employees that run on biofuel.
There you go. I got to take a break. Carl Lindbott, our guest, Eric Wistrom from Five Star Bank. We're talking the economy. We want to talk about what it looks like here in the North State when we come back.
Great.
You know, because we've had a lot of things going on here lately. We'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Pal. It will become your favorite destination getaway.
The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you ready to win in Wind River Casino's Catch a Camry Swipe to Win promotion? Start with our $10,000 first chance drawing Thursday, August 30th. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The $10,000 first chance drawing is Thursday, August 30th. Win your share of $10,000 cash, 20 winners, or free gas. All entries go into the final drawing for a brand new Toyota Camry from Lithia Toyota of Redding. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea, and where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will take over the Shasta College Theater stage from August 9th to the 25th. 11 performances, including two Sunday matinees of this hard-driving, dance-happy musical, will delight Reading Theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend, only to discover that being true to yourself never goes out of style. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Oh, Barracuda. Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. We're getting amped up here. Oh, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, Ram dealership serving Reading and surrounding areas. Crown Motors, they also carry used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. So stop by and see them or give them a call, 555 Cypress Avenue, and that's 223. There's going to be a meteor shower that we can see.
The annual Perseids meteor shower just before sunrise, and this will be on August 11th into early Sunday, and that is the 12th. One of the most spectacular meteor showers, literally more than 100 visible meteors per hour, so better than one per minute. It'll appear to radiate out of the constellation Perseus, which I believe is to our north and east, but actually quite amazing to watch. And it's an annual event. We're passing through the remains of a comet, and it's just quite the sky show.
Is it true, Bad Bob, that when you watch meteor showers like that, if you recline in a position and wrap yourself in tin foil, that you can see it better because it kind of like reflects it?
You can get high.
Bad Bob. Is that how you do it?
I usually take a good sized bar of soap out for a meteor shower.
You know, I'm curious about that as we go through the planetary, like you said, the comet thing. If, you know, a lot of times it's a full moon. If there's a shift somehow in the vibration of Earth's field.
I know there's a shift in your field.
Well, our guest this morning is Eric Woodstrom, and of course, he is the CEO and runs the whole, actually, you've got Chico now, and how many other brands for Five Star Bank?
We have Chico, we're just opening up, and we have four in the Sacramento area, and then our Reading branch, so six total.
All right.
Absolutely, yeah. And if it weren't, and, you know, we always have to do a, you know, woohoo, because Eric and the staff at Five Star Bank were the ones who believed in us. Meaning Carl and I and the KCNR staff and Bob Belongi and all of us to actually launch our station. So you're part of our family. You're part of the mix. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. And we just really appreciate you giving us the opportunity to expand and do something that's, you know, different in this.
It's exciting every time we drive around town and you see businesses like yours and other businesses that we've, you know, we say we've helped. Mostly it's the business owners that have done all the work, and we just give them the capital and the, you know, something that maybe they don't have to get it done. But really the business owners have the drive and the ambition to get it done, and it's just exciting to see that. It's a lot of fun.
Well, we were talking about something that we do want to discuss a little bit with you, because you're very involved with Scouts.
Yes.
The Boy Scouts.
Wait a minute. Before we get started on the Boy Scouts.
You didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Okay,
you know what? When you were talking like that, we have this up because every time somebody talks about their business and how hard people work to do their business, and I've got people in here commenting that their sons have got small businesses and that they just don't know what's happening, I always go back, and Bob always brings that up to play, that one part, how we didn't do our own business.
Can you believe that's a president?
No.
That's the president of the United States who is supposed to be the most outstanding leader symbol, and he's talking like that.
Yep. And when he said, and people
slapped.
Are trying to say, oh, they took it out of context. No.
No,
you
he should be
take
slapped.
It out. You didn't take it out of context.
Yeah, I think there's many times that he wishes he had a rewind button, and, but he doesn't, and then he ends up, you know, apologizing and making excuses, and then
and blaming it on somebody else. Yeah. Well, this is not what you should be paying attention to what Romney said.
And
no,
they have that attitude, like a gangster attitude. Stop it.
Atta girl.
Linda.
I'm sorry. All of a sudden, you know,
not
talk
very,
about
doesn't
somebody
seem
who,
presidential, does it?
Talk about somebody who changes. They change.
Yeah.
They change. Like, don't touch me. I can tell you right now. They change. So there.
She has no opinion.
None.
No, Linda doesn't get involved in politics.
Velvet.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no steel under that.
How many people do you know that voted for this president that said, we're just really disappointed, and we thought it was going to be hokey changey. And we are so disappointed. Well, what are you going to do about it?
Well, you know, probably vote for him again. You know, that's what you hear. They're probably going to vote again because he's...
Was that bad? Was I just a bad girl? I didn't mean to be a bad girl, but come on.
You're just upset.
We saw some of the steel.
Well, you know, it's the fact is that this is our president, and he says things like that, and it just offends people. And anyway, okay, we got to take a break here in a couple of seconds, and we're going to come. Yeah, Eric hasn't said a word here for the last 5 minutes, which is probably a good.
But
idea.
I've had a great time.
Yeah, that's right. When we come back, we want to talk more about what's outlook for the North State, but also again to the Scouts. I know that you're in the scouting in the industry here. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's going to be 105 degrees today, my friends. Be ready.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jared Halpern. A tragic trend in Afghanistan. Coalition troops killed by Afghan security forces. It's happened again, claiming the lives of 3 American military members.
The U.S. military is simply saying that they have to continue to build trust and to work on the training and to root out the insurgents that are part of the Afghan security forces, but they don't really have a good answer as how they're going to do that.
And Fox's Connor Powell in Kabul, an AWOL soldier convicted of collecting bomb-making material and plotting an attack near Fort Hood in Texas, has been sentenced to life in prison. Army Private Nasser Abdo said he was planning a religious mission. The latest Fox News poll finds a growing lead for President Obama.
President Obama is trusted more than Romney on foreign policy, helping people achieve the American dream, national security, and health care.
Fox polling director Dana Blanton says the president has a 9-point advantage. Fox News, we report, you decide.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Redding Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
You played Total Eclipse. We need, you know what we need right now?
We already have.
Carl, I think you got
step away from the coffee pot.
I think you've got a fired up weekend ahead of you.
Yeah. All right, 8:35 in the morning on Friday. And you know what? Y'all are probably glad it's Friday. You know, Max, poor Max says, my blood pressure, my blood pressure. Max, sit down, take a deep breath. We'll be okay because it's going to get worse. You know, hang on. It's going to be a bumpy ride. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Now, don't go down there today. They're on vacation till Monday. And then you can get in the lineup like with me and everybody else that wants to get our hair cut at Cypress Square Barbershop. Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest today, Eric Wichtum. Eric, can get your haircut down there.
I need a haircut. Maybe I'll get in line with you.
Yep. Oh,
get
you
little,
look
get
great.
A little buzzy around the ears.
Yeah, we can sit around and look at, we can look at all the new gun magazines.
Gun mag.
You know.
But he doesn't have those other magazines behind it there, does he?
No. They're not like that, though. Oh, they're not. Shoot. It's Car and Trag, National Geographic. Okay. And you know what? Pretty soon, though, we need to enjoy these gun magazines because pretty soon Senator Yee and De Leon, we're going to be making it illegal to read gun magazines because they have guns in them. And, you know, guns are bad.
You'll have to hide them between your mattresses.
There you go. And you go, okay, this is the, we're the thought police. Have you been reading a gun magazine? Because that means you probably want to use a gun.
Anyway. Michael Stavish the other day said, I've always been a gun person. I've got like 5 shotguns. I thought, well, that's pretty cool. Hey, Eric Wichtum.
Linda,
you like to hunt and fish and do all that good
sure.
stuff. Very, very healthy. You know, both of your sons,
yes.
very involved in scouting.
Yes,
you're a scout leader.
I help with the scouts. Yes, I do.
And you just got back from a camp.
We spent a week on Catalina Island.
Okay, and so share with our listeners what is it that is, you know, in one of I would say, in the bag of life, what has scouting done for your boys and for you?
Oh boy. Yeah, scouting, it's really taught them how to, you know, take initiative, take on a project and complete projects. It's also taught them a lot about outdoors and, you know, a big component of scouting is, you know, the skills in camping and you know, just kind of working outdoors, doing different things, learning about the outdoors, learning about the ecology and learn about animals and
environment
and different things like that. Taking care of it, absolutely.
And how
about thinking about guns? We do the troop that we're in. The first weekend in October has a troop shoot up at the Hat Creek Gun Club, and the boys that want to, nobody's forced to, but the boys that want to can go up there and in a very controlled environment they shoot. Guns.
They learn how to use a weapon.
They learn properly how to use them.
Yes, safety.
Safety. Clean. Yep. How to clean them. How to keep them. How to. And then they shoot them. And you know, for the boys that are under 14, they can use a single shot bolt action 22, and that's all they can use. And so okay. it's very safe. You know, it's in a controlled environment. But last year, those 44 boys shot 7,200 rounds of 22 shells
wow.
out there in one Saturday and just had a time of their life and having little contests on accuracy and different things like yeah. that.
So if they're 7 and under, they have to use a single shot 22.
No, 14 and under.
14 and 7. Okay, if they're like 16, can they use a fully automatic weapon?
No.
Okay, those
aren't legal.
Oh, but according fully to Senator automatic. Yee, that they're
yeah.
we can buy. Oh, okay, that's I mean, Senator not, Yee.
Yeah.
He doesn't know
oh,
what he's
yeah.
talking about.
Yeah, yeah,
but beyond that,
just
but
laws.
The scouts understand what's
the
legal
scouts know.
And what's not legal,
right.
And
how to use them safely, and how to store them at home, and locks. You know how they should be locked at all times at home.
Well, you know,
the scouting program has been great for
character building.
Character building, our future
leadership.
Leaders. There you go. Our future
yeah.
leaders
you know,
of
it's,
our country.
It's non-denominational.
There you go.
It doesn't take political sides. It teaches young boys that want to learn some discipline, some leadership. It allows the Cub Scout program is for the little guys, and that's adult run. But the Boy Scout program is really organized and run by the boys.
Yeah.
And you know, and as they get older in the Scouts, they take a stronger leadership position, and they you know they do all the organization of our different outings. They you know go out there and you know and under some supervision. Clearly, we want to make sure that they're going in the right direction. But they
yeah.
do the work and then the you know and help mentor the younger boys and teach them skills and.
Yeah. Well, speaking of supervision and somebody that helps you achieve what you want to do, we're going to go to Amy. Amy, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for trying so hard to be, you know, to fit in here. Thank you, Amy. What's on your mind?
What a busy morning you guys have.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? The time we have for you, Senator Nielsen called in and was wanting to rant about parks, and we can only, you know, we only get him for like 5 minutes. So.
Oh, no, I understand.
Well, but thanks for coming back to us. Now, what's going on with you
and
being physically fit?
Today I want to talk about high reps versus low reps. You know, sometimes I see people come in the gym. And sometimes you'll see, like, women come in, and they're afraid of bulking up, so they use these really light weights. And then a lot of times we'll see guys come in, and sometimes their ego gets a little bit of them, and they will come in and right away hit really heavy weights. Well, I kind of want to clear some of that up, okay? There's three levels or three phases that weights are used for. One is endurance, so how long can the muscle be used? The other one is muscle growth, right? And then there's muscle strength. Well, there's different rep ranges for each area. So for endurance or more beginner people, they're going to start out with a 15 repetition range around there. When you're trying to get some muscle growth, you're going to do about 6 to 12 repetition ranges. And then your strength, you want to do about 1 to 5 repetitions. Now, here's the thing. If you're trying to lose weight, you have to lift weight. You can't just do cardio. They've done studies, you guys, where people have done just cardio and then just lifted moderate to heavy weights. And they found out that while both groups lost weight, the group that lifted the weights actually lost more fat, while the group that just did cardio alone lost fat and muscle. And we don't want to lose muscle because we're already losing it. After the age of 30, we lose 10% every decade. So we have to lift weights. Now, here's the thing.
That's my favorite.
You have your joints?
No, that's my favorite, lifting weights.
Oh, good, good, good. And then the thing is, for those guys that come in and they try to lift weights right away, they need to start with a different level. They need to start and strengthen the joint level up first, and then they can go to the large muscle groups. So you really do kind of have to hit all three areas. And then if you just keep cycling that through, then your body stays better balanced. You go, you know, higher rep for a month or a couple weeks, go to a moderate rep range, and then go to a low rep range. And now you're staying really well balanced. You're going to hit endurance, muscle building, and strength all together.
Yay!
Love it. And you know what? That, you know, it's strong, strong body, strong mind. And, you know, Amy, I want to share with you, Carl's birthday was Sunday, and we all, the family chipped together and got him a bike.
Yay!
A bicycle.
And I got your card. I got your sentiments there. Radio...
So,
I saw what you wrote.
We will be on the trail. I mean, I figure, you know, there's such beautiful trails here in right outside of Reading, the Diesel Horse and all. So we're going to be on the bike trail.
That'll be awesome. And you guys, you know, it's 10 minutes of a good moderate intensity that gets those endorphins up. So if people would just do at least 10 minutes of moderate intensity every day, they'd have a lot of natural positive feelings going on.
Yeah,
oh,
well, we
great,
just...
Amy.
Okay, Amy,
thanks.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Adamson's Peak Performance.
Okay.
All right, Amy. Currently 81 degrees here at the KCNR studios. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR 1460 AM.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's going to be 107 today, of course. Now, Linda's going to be out at Anselmo Vineyards tomorrow night singing from 6 to 9. And if you want to go out there and join us, because we're all going to go out there and party hard, 474-5546. Join us, listen to Linda sing, come out, and just have a good time. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 107 today. You want somebody that's going to make sure that you stay cool in your house 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, Alliance Heating and Air. We use them. They are great. Give them a phone call at 221-2642 and or go to their website, homecomfort.org. Good people. All right, our guest, Eric Wittstrom, and we've been talking about economy and scouts and all this. You know, I see in here that we go back again, and when we start talking about taxes and what it's going to cost for the health care plan, I don't know if you saw got to read that or not, but you know, this is what the health care plan is going to cost. If you make over $250,000 as a couple, it's going to cost you this much money. If you just want to go get your body tanned, you're already paying for that. And we had somebody, you've already paid 10% on that. But all these costs they're talking about.
Well, someone has to pay for them. And, you know, if we provide health care to more people, it's going to cost more. And if there's no more revenue coming in, it's going to have to come from other programs or we're going to have to increase revenue. And the current federal government's solution is to increase the revenue from the government side, which is by increasing taxes to us.
Is it going to work, this class warfare? I mean, do you see this? I mean, it's he's already made it, you know, it's us against them, but he's one of, I'm not sure who he is. I mean, he's one of the 1%, and most of the people that support him are in that 1%, you know, all these people. But can this work? I mean,
we're moving And everybody's got a different opinion on how fast we're moving and if we're really moving. But we're moving, you know, we've moved from an industrial society where we create and build everything to where we create and build. We create, but somebody else builds. And we're, you know, and our service economies increased and our industrial economies, you know, decreased. Our production of, you know, hard materials and raw materials have decreased. And if you look over time, you look at kind of the parallels with, you know, a good example is Great Britain and where, you know, they used to be the power in the world and they're not. They turned into a service economy. The government supports them, so they're beholden to the government.
Mm-hmm.
And
65%
you know,
taxes.
And while it's a great place, they're putting on a great Olympics. Yeah, there's high taxes.
High taxes.
There's not the initiative within their country to develop and innovate, and that's what's made our country so great is the freedom to develop, innovate, and create wealth. And that's gone from there. And we see that if you look back in history economically, there's many examples of where, you know, a very prosperous country has kind of hit the lulls. And it seems like we're kind of in those doldrums now of, you know, at a crossroads of where are we really going? Well, are we going to take the steps to get us back to being creative, innovative, and creating, new
Building wealth,
creating, and not with the goal of just building wealth, but the goal of making products that people want.
Yes.
And do it in an efficient manner so that we do build wealth.
Get
government out of the way.
Well, do you believe the government would cut back on, we've got the second highest rate of taxes on businesses in the world. If we cut that back and brought the industry back to the United States, I mean, is that a possibility?
I think that's a possibility. We also, you know, we have a couple. There's several components to that. That's one of the components. The other component is labor, and the third component is raw materials. And we put so many constraints on developing our raw material resources. I think everybody would agree we don't want to rape and pillage the earth. Everybody agrees with that. And we need to have some controls to do that. But we need to allow, you know, be able to tap our raw materials as opposed to tapping them someplace else in the world and putting them on a boat and bringing them over here.
Well, that's
and then labor. We need to get, you know, if we're going to be competitive, we need to be competitive with labor.
And not competitive with thousands and thousands, if not millions of people just coming across the border.
Yep.
Without a skilled job.
Without a skilled
job.
Or a green card.
Do you really think that's going to happen? With where we're really going, do you see us going back to that? Or do you see, you know, there are threads.
Yeah.
There are threads of, it's merely that close to breaking away from the old tradition.
We'll never get back to, you know, the industrial age, if you will, or the, you know, the building that happened post-World War II in the 50s and 60s where we were processing steel, we're building cars, we're building, you know, televisions and washers and dryers and all that. So we'll never get back to where we're the primary builder of that. But if we can, you know, pull back to, you know, from sending our raw materials are sent over to other countries, processed, and come back as finished goods. That just makes no sense.
Well, you know what? The thing is, we sell our lumber to China, who is making it into boards, and then it comes back to us. And right now, our forestry, like Sierra Pacific and others, are saying we're going to close down. We're looking at closing down the public access to our forest because we're held responsible for fires we don't start. We got to take a break. Carl and about our guest, Eric Wittstrom. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company.
Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
So, Ray, second Tuesday, is it Nello's?
Yes, it is.
Are you taking that Marie lady?
That's when we ate at Marie's. I didn't take Marie.
Nello's Place. I love their salad with fresh grated blue cheese and salmon or their pasta.
Please join us at Nello's Place on Tuesday, August 14th for great food, good company, and 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Does Maggie know about this Marie?
Well, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. No, calling about, hey, it's our last segment and our last on Friday before the weekend. Only two more working days. Right after us is Shasta Startup. Les Melberg is here with us. And then after that, of course, is Bold Truth. And on Bold Truth, it's Ed K. Blue and Wampus is going to be Reverge and Selmo and Patrick Jones in the same time. Bad Bob, take that dump button. Take the bleep button, put it in your lap, and don't let it go. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. You know what? Redding Harley-Davidson, 1268 Twinview Boulevard. You want a motorcycle to ride, why not ride an American bike? An American bike made here in the United States. It's a great motorcycle. I ride them. They're at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. They've got all types of great deals for you out there.
Really want to thank our guest, Eric Woodstrom from Five Star Bank. You know, if you've got something that you need to go over, something that's perplexing to you, you need to go in and sit down with Eric because Eric's going to shoot straight with you, and he's somebody who's really totally hooked into what's happening right now in current banking, economy, and all that other good stuff. Hey,
and your whole thing is that small businesses. I mean, that's the major portion of what you do. Even though you can do your other banking there, but small business.
Yeah. And a topic that we need to maybe talk about at another time, too, is what's coming down the pike with the expiring dividend and capital gains tax that are expiring at this year, if the government doesn't take some action. Now, there's some initiative to take action, but that'll have huge implications for those that have small businesses that have.
Do you have time next week?
We can talk about it.
Okay,
next
we'll
week.
Talk about it after. We'll get you back on.
Huge implications
talk about
for
this.
People's wealth.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Okay, I tell you what, let's go
Henry.
To the phone.
Henry,
good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Carl and Linda. Say, I have a question for the gentleman there.
Yes, sir.
It seems that the business or the government from the city of Reading to the federal are against business starting up at all. Wouldn't it be wise if they reduced the conditions you had to comply with to start a business? The fees?
Yes. I think that's...
Wouldn't that make a world of difference?
I think
it'd
be...
Reading, if you build a house here, it costs you between $35,000
and $40,000. Yeah. No, I think that...
On the ground.
I think that, you know, and there are initiatives to help support small business in the form of some grants and different, but I think that we should be, you know, that should be a focal point because small business is the backbone of our country. They grow into big businesses and employ people. And well, employing people and creating income is, you know,
going underfunded.
Yep.
When they initially start up, or a lot of businesses do, but this makes it worse. If the fees are too high, they can't get the money.
Yep. No, that's a good point, Henry.
Okay, Henry, hey, thanks a lot. We got to run. Have a great weekend, Henry. Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah, you too, and keep Linda on decaf.
Hey, I just want to talk about something else that really bothered me quickly. No, seriously, yesterday I was watching Good Morning America, and there was a young woman on there that they were talking about the fact that she was bullied, and she wouldn't want to go to school, and she was depressed. And it all came back after the commercial break that she had, her ears were too big. So she went to a plastic surgeon who did it for free, ears, nose, and chin. So you know what my thought was? The bullies won. Yep. You know, you've got some kind of defect, so you got big ears, so you got a big nose, so you got braces on your teeth. These are things that build your character. So everybody gave in, you know, and they were saying, Mom, you know, of course she went home crying. How many times in high school did we go home crying from something?
Yeah.
It just is what you do in order to be strong to the other end.
Did you two go home crying at the same time?
Oh, I mean, just something. It could be, you know, it's part of being a teenager and growing up.
And
growing up and getting over it, getting tough.
I think that this is, we need to talk about this. No, this is more than just a minute conversation. Because I can see what the other side is.
And then Good Morning America said, doesn't she look beautiful?
Well, you know what, beauty,
oh, my God.
Well, and you live in a country that spends billions of dollars on things to enhance your looks. What do you expect? Hey, what a great show. Eric Wisdom, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Please come back next week. We're going to talk about that.
We're finished. And right after us, of course, she has to start off with Les Melberg. And then The Bold Truth. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. An AWOL American soldier who plotted to attack other soldiers in Texas will be locked up for the rest of his life. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more on the sentencing live.
Lisa, Army Private Nasser Jason Abdo will go to federal prison for life now that he's convicted of plotting to attack soldiers from Fort Hood. He was AWOL from Kentucky's Fort Campbell at the time. Abdo is a convert to Islam and says he was retaliating on behalf of people in Iraq and Afghanistan and was hoping police here in the U.S. would martyr him. Abdo has also openly praised Army Major Nidal Hassan, who is accused of gunning down 13 people at Fort Hood in a shooting spree in 2009. Hassan is due to stand trial for court-martial in 2 weeks. Lisa?
Evan, thanks. U.S. troops in Afghanistan attacked again by one of the Afghans they were helping to train. 3 Americans dead. The Taliban has claimed responsibility, saying the attacker joined the insurgency. The